Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Friday, May 23rd. You'll be interested to know. 91 years ago, today, in 1934, the notorious American outlaws, Bonnie Parker and Clyde Barrow, met their end in a police ambush near Gippsland, Louisiana. Their crime spree during the Great Depression had captured the nation's attention, and their deaths marked the conclusion of a tumultuous chapter in American history. This event underscored the relentless pursuit of justice and the determination of law enforcement to restore peace and order during challenging times. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning, light rain is likely, and it feels like 36 degrees with 26 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 7:28, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:17. It looks like we're in for some rain early this morning, likely clearing up by 8 a.m., then just a chance of showers later. Expect cloudy skies with a high near 57 and a breezy northwest wind. Tonight, a chance of showers continues with cloudy skies and a low around 48 with light winds. For all you beach runners out there, the first high tide Friday will be at 8:15 with a low tide at 2:30. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 51 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, expect mostly cloudy skies on Saturday with a high near 61 and a chance of rain showers. Sunday brings partly sunny skies and a high near 65. Memorial Day will be mostly sunny with a high near 69 and a slight chance of rain in the afternoon. Look for partly cloudy nights with lows in the upper 40s to low 50s. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sends you. In local news, the Boston Calling Music Festival returns to Harvard University's athletics complex this weekend, introducing an exciting new feature, a massive rotating stage. This innovation replaces the previous two performance platforms, allowing for a seamless transition between artists. Co-founder Brian Apple describes it as a lazy Susan, or a gigantic turntable, enabling one band to set up while another performs. This new stage spans 80 feet and is flanked by large video walls. With weather conditions expected to be cooler and possibly wet, Apple reassures attendees that they are prepared for any situation, encouraging feedback for improvements. Now on to sports. The college football playoff is set to adopt a straight seeding model for the 2025 to 2026 postseason. Executives unanimously approved this change, which means teams will be seeded directly based on the selection committee's rankings, rather than conference championships. This new format will allow the top four seeds to earn a bye into the quarterfinals. However, it comes with a financial compromise, ensuring that the four highest-ranked conference champions will still receive $8 million each, regardless of their seed. As discussions continue regarding the playoff's future format, significant changes, including a potential 16-team playoff, are anticipated. In local sports, yesterday afternoon at Fenway Park, the Sox and Orioles had their game postponed due to rain. They will play a doubleheader today starting at 1:35 under clear skies with temperatures around 53 degrees. In top news, OpenAI is acquiring Jony Ive's artificial intelligence hardware company, IO, in a deal valued at nearly $6 billion and $500 million. About 55 employees, including key figures like Scott Cannon, Evans Hanke, and Tang Tan, will join OpenAI. While Jony Ive will not be part of OpenAI, his design firm, Lovefrom, will oversee design across the company. The first product, set to launch in 2026, promises to be innovative, pocket-sized, and contextually aware, as OpenAI CEO Sam Altman describes it as a totally new kind of thing. In business news, in a dramatic legal battle, WM Esports, a division of Endeavor, sought to bolster its baseball division by offering $25 million to agents Jim Murray and Michael Stivell, enticing them to leave XL Sports Management. The fallout led to a ruling by arbitrator Michael Gottesman, who stated that their actions caused an unprecedented departure of clients and a serious reputational loss for XL. WME was ordered to pay over $10 million in damages, marking a significant shift in the baseball representation industry. WME is now considering exiting baseball altogether, citing a conflict of interest. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is up 6% for the week to just over $111,000. Ethereum is up 13% to just over $2,700. And Goatsy's Maximus is up 19% to 19 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. In an important update for streaming enthusiasts, Netflix will discontinue support for certain older Amazon Fire TV devices starting June 3rd, 2025. This includes the first generation Fire TV, Fire TV Stick, and Fire TV Stick with Alexa voice remote control. These models, launched in 2014, have not received software or security updates for years, leaving many users to upgrade to newer devices. The decision may stem from Netflix's shift to newer standards like the AV1 codec, enhancing streaming quality. If you own a first-generation device, consider upgrading to a newer model for better performance. And in entertainment news, Sylvester Stallone's latest role in Tulsa King has captivated audiences, showcasing his character, Dwight the General Manfredi, navigating life after prison in Oklahoma. The Taylor Sheridan series quickly became a hit on Paramount Plus, leading to a second season filmed in Atlanta. With a third season confirmed, fans can expect returning cast members like Garrett Hedlund and Vincent Piazza, along with new faces like Kevin Pollak as an FBI agent who has an axe to grind. While a specific release date has yet to be announced, a fall premiere seems likely, providing much-needed entertainment during the wait for more Yellowstone content. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American writer and philosopher, Eric Hoffer. And he said, "In times of change, learners inherit the earth, while the learned find themselves beautifully equipped to deal with a world that no longer exists." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing weekend, my good friends. We'll see you Monday with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.